A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud Special Tennis to our host, Yom Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Tzadi Hey, Shabbos 95A, pagination page 189, but we will be starting on the bottom of the facing page. So on the bottom of Tzadi Dalid Amid Beis 94B, pagination 188, the last four lines of the page. The Gemara is referring to a ruling that says that certain types of doing one's hair, a woman doing her hair, is considered a malacha. And the Gemara asks, godeles, braiding, kocheles, applying makeup, upokeses, and some sort of parting of the hair, mishumai mechaiva, what is the violation? Which one of the categories is under discussion? Amar Rabbi Oven, Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, godeles, braiding the hair, mishum oreges, it's type of weaving, kocheles, applying makeup, mishum koseves, because of writing, and that's the one I want to focus on. Pokeses, mishum tova. And this type of parting of one's hair, it had to do with spinning. It was some sort of adjustment of the hair. It wasn't just pushing one side to the other. There was some sort of twisting or something going on. Amru Rabbanan Kamedu Rabbi Yavo, they said, V'chiderach ariga bekach, that's called weaving. V'chiderach ksiva bekach, that's called writing. V'chiderach tevia bekach, that's called spinning. El Amr Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yavo said, L'didi mefarsha leminedu Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, he changes the explanation onto today's daf. Kocheles, applying makeup, is mishum tzovas, it's because you're dyeing the skin. Godeles upokeses, making braids and parting the hair in this fancy way, mishum bone, it's because you're building. Ask the Gemara, v'chiderach binyin bekach, that's called building. In other words, the first item you explained, that it's dyeing, makeup is dyeing, that, okay. But these other things, that's called building in, yes. K'dedarish Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya explained, v'yiven Hashem alokim es hatzela. Hashem built the rib, the part that he took out of Adam, he built it. So, at first glance, what it means is he created Chava. But the Gemara tells us that there's a tradition on that pasuk, Melamed, it teaches you, Shakila HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaChava, that Hashem braided Chava in a beautiful way to make her attractive to Adam. Ve'hevio etzel Adam, and brought her to Adam. And therefore, this word Vayiven is used as well. Shekem Bekarche Yam Karin Lekali Asa Benaisa, braiding is called a binyan. Let's go back to the first words on the page. Kocheles, applying makeup, is because of tzoveya, dyeing. Now, the Gemara originally said that kocheles, applying makeup, is because of writing. And that we found as very objectionable. That's not the way you write. But dyeing, we understand. What's the difference between writing and dyeing? In both cases, you're applying something to a surface. So there's a beautiful piece from the Stipler, which explains that by writing, the surface is a way for the thing you're writing with to exist. In other words, you want to write letters, but you can't write letters in mid-air. If you'd run your ballpoint pen through the air, it wouldn't write. You have to write on something. So the surface is servicing the letters. Dyeing is exactly the opposite. You have a surface, and you'd like to change the color of the surface. So what you're applying is servicing the surface by changing its color. A child may start writing. At that point, the letters are benefiting from the surface. Mm-hmm. The surface is providing a place for the letters to adhere. Then they decide that the letters, they don't like them. So they start scribbling, and they start scribbling the whole paper, and they make it blue or black, and they start coloring the whole paper. At that moment, the motivation and the servicing changes. Now, the color that you're putting onto the surface is servicing the paper and coloring the paper and making the paper a different color. What was going on here with the makeup? There are two ways to view makeup. Picture a person who has a suit and they're not wearing a tie. And you look at them, white shirt, let's say, jacket, and you take a look at them and you say, you know, it would be nice if there would be like a streak of gold going down the middle, it would look good. So he puts on a tie that's gold. What's the function of that tie? We needed the tie? We didn't need the tie. We needed the color to be over there, hanging in that position, so your neck is being used. Forgive me, but your neck is being used to serve, so that the tie should be able to hang somewhere. What is servicing what? When a woman puts on makeup, it's that I wanted blush, I wanted red, and I have no way to put red there unless I hang it onto the skin. So then it's like writing. I have my blush. I can't hang it in midair. What am I supposed to do? I need a little red over there. Make a person look healthy, robust. But where am I supposed to do it? So the body is there. It'll hold the blush where I want it. The Gemara says that's not, this is not ksiva. The Gemara says, no, it's tzovas. You're dyeing the skin. And it's the skin we're focusing on, and you're using this additive, this thing that you're bringing into the picture, you're using it to color the skin. And kocheles mishum tzovas, the violation by makeup, is that you're dyeing the skin.
So the skin is the primary.
The skin is the primary. The skin is the focus, right. Now, in practical terms, this is very applicable. Because putting on makeup on Shabbos not only involves mimareach, some level of taking a solid and turning it into a powder in order to apply it, but it's also involving dyeing of the skin, so that even if a person were to have pre-granulized makeup, you would still have to deal with the concept of tzovas, of dyeing the skin, and how do you get around that? And some women, for example, by lipstick, they simply put on very strong lipstick before Shabbos so that they still have some color as Shabbos continues. But this is a significant consideration when we discuss such a topic. Yashar koach, have a great day.